Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Joy in Peace Outreach Ministry. And I am your host, Minister Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have tuned in today. And before we start, we will have a moment of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning for no other reason but to lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, we come in giving you praise and honor, dear Heavenly Father, because you are so worthy. You are worthy to be praised. And, Lord, we ask you to bless every listener that is calling in today or listening by phone to hear me, Father. Give them more understanding of your word today. In Jesus' name, amen and thank God. Today we'll be talking about compassion. And on today, what does the Bible say about compassion? The whole Bible is a book of compassion. Throughout the Old and the New Testament refers to compassion, specified mentioned over 90 times. From kings to prophets to everyday people, the Bible shows that when people fail, God has compassion for them and forgive them. The Bible talks about how the right way to live is with a compassionate mindset from the perspective of love. It also specifies ways for people to show compassion for one another. Compassion is when people feel sympathy for someone suffering and want to help that person. Even when that suffering person isn't a good person, people can have compassion for him. The Bible says that if someone is unforgiving, God will not forgive him until he changes. And as we go to Matthew, the 18th chapter, the 23rd to the 34th verse, God is saying, the word of God said, therefore is the kingdom of heaven like unto a certain king, which would take account of his servant. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. And in this, Jesus relating a parable about compassion. In the parable, a king had compassion and forgave the debt of a man who couldn't pay. This man went and demanded payment from someone who owed him money. He did not show compassion when told the debt couldn't be paid right away. The king found out about this. He had the man he had forgiven arrested. This is tied also into Philippians chapter 2 and verse 4, it says, look every man on his own, but every man also on the things of others. This is saying, don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. forget yourself long enough to lend a helping hand. Also in Luke, the 10th chapter, 25 to 37, relates to Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan. The parable tells how a Jewish man was beaten on a road and helped by a Samaritan instead of the religious leader and the Levite who also passed by. This parable was told by Jesus to an expert on Moses' law who wanted to justify not caring about certain kinds of people. Samaritans and Jews was content with each other. The parable shows that comparison is on an individual basis and that comparison looks past differences. This also exemplified in the account of Moses in 2:6, which says, and I'm talking about Exodus 2:6, which says, the princess opened and saw a baby boy who was crying, and she felt sorry for him. This is one of the Hebrew babies, she said. Jesus said in Matthew 9:13, but go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. But Jesus was talking to some of the Pharisees who were Jewish religious leaders. Also in Proverbs, talking about a misconception, in Proverbs 12:10 says, a righteous man has regard for the life of his animal, but even the compassion of the wicked is cruel. A person must come from the right perspective when sowing compassion. Otherwise, it's not really compassion. The Bible also says in Matthew 7:6, do not give what is holy to dogs. They will only turn and attack you. Do not throw pearls in front of pigs. They will only trample them underfoot. If someone knows what they are doing is wrong and doesn't want to change, there are times when compassion is not appropriate. The definition of compassion in the dictionary is very short. It simply says that compassion means sympathetic concern of others, distress, along with a desire to alleviate it. Luke 10:25-36 tell you about the parable of a good Samaritan. How would you describe the lawyer to whom Jesus told this story? Why do you think he wants to justify himself? It is easy to condemn the priest and the Levite, but what if 300 people were gathered in a synagogue in the near town waiting for the priest and Levites to lead a service? And perhaps some of these people were hoping spiritual leaders and healing from the priest. Where do you suppose that the Samaritan got his compassion for the victim? Jews of that day despised Samaritans, who were half-breed of Jews who intermarried with pagans. So why do you think Jesus made the Samaritan the hero in this story? According to this story, what does compassion look like? There are more than 90 specific references to compassion in the Bible. And most Old Testament verses refer to the Lord's compassion toward his people. And most New Testament versions refer to Jesus' compassion on those in need. Let's look at just a few. The Lord will always have compassion on us. Taken from 2 Kings, the 13th and the 23rd verse. Also, Nehemiah, the 9th chapter in the 27th verse. I'm giving you some scriptures that you can go to at your leisure time and read. Psalms 103:13, Isaiah 54:8. Does the Lord expect something from us in return? I'm glad you asked. Jesus felt compassion to those in need. You can read these verses from the Word of God in Matthew 9:36. Matthew 14:14, Matthew 15:32, Matthew 20:34. And you can jump over to Mark 6:34. Also, you will find some scriptures in Luke. So today, as you read, own compassion. Those who walk with the law will have compassion. That's taken from Ephesians 4 and 32, Colossians 3, 12 and 13, Philip 2, 1 and 2, and 1 Peter 3 and 8. Compassion fulfills the law of Christ, taken from Galatians 6 and 2. Today, think of a person you know who is in need. What tends to keep you and or others from being compassionate to this person? I know you passed quite a few people this week, even today. And did you have compassion for that person that was in need? These are some things that you can do. You can pray specifically to become a person of greater compassion. Seek to be a good Samaritan to the person in need that you identify with on some of the things that I give you above as I was giving you scripture. And the word of God says, God will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquity. Thou will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Now just think, the Lord has made his wonderful work to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. We count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercy are over all his work. Today, thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and mercy, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Unto the right, upright, there arise light in the darkness. God is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Light, as a father pitied his children, so the Lord pitied them that fear him. We are still talking about compassion today. The mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on them. Today on compassion, can a woman forget her suckling child, that she not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yet they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continuous before me, saith the Lord. Today we are talking about compassion. Great are thy tender mercy, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. Thou, O Lord, art a good God, full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and patient, and mercy and true. He that hath pity upon the poor, lend it unto the Lord. That which he has given, will he pay him again. Today, we are talking on compassion. So today, as you go about your daily chores, have compassion on your fellow sisters and brothers in Christ, or anyone that you meet today that need a helping hand. Show them compassion today. And to God be the glory. And as I play over to encourage yourself, and encourage yourself today that you may be able to encourage someone else and have compassion with them. Until next week, have a blessed and a prosperous day. Bye-bye.
Your